We'll call the City of Hamburg the 2015 Proposed Budget Workshop meeting to order. This will be the second of the workshop meetings. Hopefully everybody kind of had ideas. Or
the only change I have is I got a call Thursday from our broker for insurance. He says right now what he's seeing insurance rates 30 to 35% health insurance, and he says the reason for that is because last year we bucked the system and lowered our rates 10% before we went on the Obamacare requirements. He said this year now you're on the Obamacare requirements. He says a lot of the reasoning for that is because everybody's grouped together now. Whereas before, you'd be put in categories. So if you were, like, healthy, you'd get a low risk factor. You'd get put in the low risk group. That's gone. Everybody's pooled together. Everybody's the same. He's going to look into other companies and get back to me. But right now, he said that of last year was about a 30% jump in health insurance. Other than that, I didn't make much other changes to the budget, but adding into the water, stormwater, and sewer funds, just so you can kind of see where we're at there. Probably the biggest things to go over or go through is to consider the items that we want to get added into the budget. Now's the time to do it. And we can kind of just go through it and see what you want to consider and add to the 2015 budget. I can punch that in, and then I can kind of give you a detailed idea of where we will be percentage-wise. I've met with Greg. Probably the two biggest things we discussed that we feel is going to be needed, obviously, is the roof at the open shelter. And Greg, we figured that 3 to 5 range.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing would be is if we were looking for part-time help, talking to Greg, kind of the easiest to get someone is the summer months because all the kids are off school or are around. So one thing there would be to consider if we want to do May through September or May through August or just the June, July, August months. So that's something I think we need to discuss iron out what we want to do there. Kind of what I punched in there is $3,400 and what I'm basing that on. Greg says it's about, if we want him to do all the mowing for the week, it's about 20 hours. He says usually it's about 3 days. I said, well, if I figure 20, is that? He said, yeah. He says 20 hours a week times 17 times 10, that's roughly about.
So what, 2 10-hour days you have him work?
If that works, but otherwise we could do 2 days. I mean, really it's up to council what you want to do or what you want to put in there.
Kind of depends on the year, too, if it's dry.
Yeah, that plays a big role in it, too. But like he says, that park always needs to be mowed.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it was dry like this, he said at least he had to mow it once a week. Other places he could do every couple weeks. You know, other than that, we've talked about streets, you know. The big thing with the streets is I kind of looked at that a little more. If we were to just mill an overlay, we could get by with doing Jacob Street, that little over $110,000, doing it from city limits up to County Road 50. But that's not including any curb and gutter. Otherwise, yeah, we're looking at the 250 to 280 range for Sophia, and that also is not including any curb or gutter. The only other things I didn't add to the wish list, but just in talking to Greg today, is the door here for the fire hall, that thing just, I don't know if it just shot. And you look at it, you can see it's just off center, off kilter. It's been like that for a while. The other things we talked about was the building here, which I think we touched base on last meeting, just some flashing work here to get done. As far as the hall, I talked to Greg about that. He was hoping, but he's not going to know until Coles goes up there and actually gets at the work there. But what they think is just a flashing issue there, too. So it really doesn't leak until we get a driving rain that pushes that up under the flashing. But he had Mike Coles with Coles come out. And he had looked at it, and he thought maybe $1,500, $2,500, you'd be able to just kind of do that all along, redo that all along the building. And hopefully that would take care of it. But that's one of the, again, one of those things we don't know until you go up there and get into it. And of course, all we have the shop, but like I said, I think we can probably use, you know, some surplus monies from 2013 hopefully cover the expenses that are going to be needed there. As far as that, Greg really didn't have nothing else. Them were my main things.
Well, we're going to have to look at the fire department budget too for all their wishes.
Yeah, so there's some big items there. I did talk to a few fire department members, and what they said they'd like to see is to do 3 new sets of gear each year, which is $2,000, so that would be adding $6,000 into the budget for the fire department. The radios, I think kind of the agreement there is
When they fail,
yeah. It's it could be, they could be good for another 10 years, who knows. And then air packs, they do need to be replaced in 2019. I'm still waiting on some more numbers on that, but I know Justin had told me $7,500 for the mask and the.
That's for one unit.
Two air packs.
Oh, two air packs.
I've also talked to someone else said the air packs are only $600 a piece, so. It's quite a difference.
Yeah. Now, do we have, I'm trying to look here for what our debt, what our debts are, what the city owes for all these previous bigger projects here.
Yeah, there's a page you guys.
2 million?
Page 14.
Yeah.
So really our outstanding debt at the end of 2014 will be basically $2,074,000.
Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff, these streets and whatever, you know, we've planned kind of the LGA money. But that's not going to really cut it right away here, because by the time we go all these years down the road, other things are going to happen.
There's definitely going to be some projects that are going to get into that, you know, $200,000, $300,000 price range.
So, can some of this be bonded?
It can, but as I've explained, in order to go to, you know, cities are kind of limited as far as how they can borrow money. And really the main way for bonding for streets is what they call Chapter 429.
Oh, the assessment deal?
That's why I've kind of pushed the special assessment policy. I know we've been doing it ever since I've been here, and we've been all right with that. But the problem is when we get into these bigger projects,
things are going to have to change.
Yes.
We can't afford it.
No. I mean, there's just, I mean, by the time you saved up enough money for some of the projects, you may go from a million overlay to a total reconstruction. Now you've doubled your price. So that's what you got to be careful too, that you let the streets go too long, and then we get into the issues of having a total reconstruction needed versus, you know, mill and overlay. It's really probably the biggest thing, I mean, that city's facing with it is the street improvements and the funding for the street improvements. I know, I believe Norwood, was it last year they passed it? They did the same thing, but now they're assessing 33%. And I know it sucks because the situation you get into is, you know, someone's street you just did and they didn't have to pay an assessment. And then the next one you go into, I know you're going to run into that issue. But kind of what I said is no different than the stormwater, you know, eventually.
Is there anything in here? Do we have any interest coming in on any of our funds?
If you look at, let's see, I get pages for you. Page 9 and 10 kind of shows you where we have some savings and CDs. Current rate is 0.25 in the savings account, 0.35 in the CD account.
Which is really nothing.
Yes. Yeah, very minimal. And one thing I apologize I was going to do.
Well, I like the idea of air conditioning for the hall, but would it be prohibitively expensive? I mean, being that I, you know, I'm there with these weddings most of the time, and everybody complains how hot it is in there, and everybody knows how hot it is in there, and that could be why it wasn't booked at all for June or July or the beginning of August. But I don't know how, like I said, I don't know how much it would actually be, and you have a question mark there. Would it be something that, you know, that might be feasible or not? That's the question.
I mean, if you want my treasurer's reply, would be it's just not feasible. For the 6 to 8 extra weddings you'd get a year, you know what I mean, as far as for bookings?
And again,
the cost
I think
of
that
it
we would
at
probably
$40,000 to $50,000, when you depreciate that over 20 years, you lose money on the deal. So it's a matter of, there again, we can get going on the hall. I looked at what Odin brought up last meeting, and it's about $20,000 a year it's costing us. So it's how you want to look at the hall is what it comes down to. I'm just saying, as far as a money standpoint, I mean, you won't even break even on the deal. I don't even see how you could, even if you added 10. But there again, it's the same at home. You may not care the cost, you know, what it is to have AC in my home. I need comfort, you know what I mean? So it's that, how you want to go about it.
You could probably get a little more rent out of it, but like you say, it'd take a long time to recoup it.
I mean, the thing
is,
I don't think you want this. The other thing is we looked at it once, and first thing was talk about lowering that ceiling. Which I've talked to a lot of the renters over the years on this. I'd take away, you know, from the hall.
Man, turn you guys.
So you'd have that cost, and then if you didn't put a ceiling in, how much would it cost to
cool
that day, you know?
You'd have to charge more for rent on the things. You couldn't.
Yeah.
There's no way you can charge for, what are we at, $400 or?
$600,
okay.
Wow.
Which seems to be a pretty good deal, more people I talk to.
I think this is something to check into during the year.
Yeah.
Right now we're not going to do nothing with it. Other than talking
about it. We looked at that one. Was it 40-some thousand?
Yeah. And there is a way to get it done cheaper. I mean, all you can run is 2 ducts. Let the ceiling be as it is. And there's companies that are taking buildings down. They're taking the air conditioning units off these
roofs
that you can get very cheap.
Was,
and there's a company in Cologne, or between Cologne and Chaska, that's doing it.
We did talk about
I could put the word out and they could probably find us the units.
Well, I don't even know that we even would we even need to have central air conditioning? I mean, could we get a bunch of big window units with high BTUs, 50,000 BTUs or something? Would that at least take some of the heat out of there? I don't know.
No.
I know the ceiling is really high on the dance floor side.
You probably want to find something that's quite energy efficient.
The air conditioning churches and churches' ceilings are higher than the hall. So, can be done.
Again, I'm not an HVAC man, so I don't know for certain. So,
well, let's check into that during the year. But, you know, maybe if a person can find the units that are coming off of a building, you usually don't have much time to, what do you say, think about it. Because it happens, they want them out, you want them or not.
But if they're taking them out, how energy efficient are they?
Don't know. Well, you're not going to get the newest and the greatest that they're probably taking out of buildings that they're destroying. You know? But it's a start. I mean, it'll work. If you want the highest of energy rating, then you got to go new. Then you're going to pay your $50,000 for sure now. So...
I don't know if Bob is wanted to bring it to our attention so that we put some money towards that. Is that which why you budget for this, or what did you?
Steve?
Did you want to budget for this?
Well, that's just it. I don't know how much we would actually even have to budget for anything like that because I have no idea what it would cost. Whether it be central air conditioning or some kind of window units or something, you know, that would go, I'd have no idea what it would even be. I only bring it up because I know that we'd probably get more weddings in there or more actual events in there if there was air conditioning during the summer. However, I don't know if that would be enough to actually make it worth it. Again.
I think what we should do is do our homework this coming year and see what we can do next year because we're shooting in the dark right now. We don't know anything.
Yeah.
Because I think the other thing we talked about is maybe, you know, geothermal too. You know, at one time.
Ooh.
But
that's a big box.
I remember that was almost double.
Yeah.
To look at some of that nature.
And that's an old electrical system in that building too. And who knows if that will support all this fancy stuff.
Yeah, we just finally got up to these breakers. Actual switches.
Well, is there three phase up there?
I think there is.
That's all we need.
I think there's three phase going in that building.
I think we got other issues in the basement we got to deal with before we put air conditioning. If you don't have that others taken care of, you ain't going to be doing too much there anyway.
Air conditioning will help with the humidity problem in the mold.
Right. Mm-hmm. But...
True.
Right now.
We got things to be fixed.
Right.
Yeah. If this would come about, it would help to alleviate this in the future. Wish list item right now, I think.
Yeah, it's been on there a while.
I know, but I guess if you don't think about it, you don't do anything with it.
And it would be nice, but it just really... What you have to look at is, I mean, realistically, what do you think you're going to get? Six more rentals a year? Eight? I mean, because there always seems to be one in June that'll try it, and one in July, and then towards the end of August. But, so even say you got filled every weekend, 8, 12.
Well, it'll definitely
just something
you
have to look at.
Get more. Okay.
And like you said, you have to look at rates too, maybe too, you know, up in the rates.
I mean, you know, you're getting a very big building for the price right now. I mean, we've updated with tables and so it's, I mean, we're making some effort.
9 o'clock access, which is very generous compared to most too.
Yeah. And I didn't get a call either about the
diver.
Well, shall we go on? So we get some numbers.
Yeah, so really what I'm looking tonight is anything you have, either on this wish list or other things you would like to see done in 2015, that we get them in the budget now for the proposed, and then at the final, when we start doing the final, we can work our way down to where we want the tax levy.
I wish we had better prices on these air packs. From one, you know, like you had here, totally makes a difference on what we got
to
do.
I know, it's supposed to be getting more prices, so I'm waiting on that.
I mean, we don't have any figures yet for our city contribution.
No, and I don't have that either.
So, I mean, how can we really?
It makes it tough. It does. I totally agree.
I mean, I've heard kind of what they want to come with a proposed increase for the relief. We got to know some other numbers.
Is there a preference on the air packs? I know that when we're in the Explorer group, Norwood's talking about this pack, and then Hamburg's got this pack. Is there worth the numbers, or are they just going to get them?
That's beyond
that kind.
What the ideal thing would be is that the county-wide would have the same air packs. That way any department can go to anybody else's call, they can switch them, and it doesn't make any difference.
There you go.
This is in the works. But they can't even somehow figure out what color helmets to go standard with. You know? It's just one of these things that everybody is locked in their ways, it seems, and nobody wants to budge. But it'll have to come around to that.
Yeah. No, I know that some want Scott packs, and then there's another can't kind, and I'm going, okay, if we get these, say we get Scott's packs, and they don't use them anymore, and they gotta, for filling them, I don't know if they fill the same or not, I don't know.
I don't think so.
You almost have to get some. If they got their mind made up already, we just got to see if they can get them the cheapest, that kind, the cheapest somewhere. You know? And I bet you they got their mind made up which ones they want.
That's very possible.
Yeah.
The Cadillac version, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they all are probably, they're all designed to work.
Yeah. That was just a question. I didn't know if they knew already or if they didn't.
There's a lot of unanswered things
there. Yeah.
That's where we have to probably figure in some kind of figure. We can always go down, but we can't go up, which you know.
Right. And deadlines are coming.
This has to be in when? End of September?
End of September. So, I mean, like I said, we have an extra 15 days this year. So, normally it's September 15th, but they changed that in legislation.
So are we going to end up with another special meeting to approve some? Because we probably won't have this done by next Tuesday.
We can just basically hold another second meeting, you know, council meeting, wait till that date if we were not comfortable with the budget yet. So it's kind of nice that we do have a little extra time this year. But my biggest concerns are is what you point out, some of the unknowns is. Which we kind of deal with every year, though, too, is always insurance-type things. Usually, I'm kind of a bit frustrated with the firm handling the relief, just because that's supposed to be on August 1st. I'm supposed to have that August 1st, really, as far as what the city's contribution is. And it's September 2nd.
Mm-hmm. What's the hold up there, or what?
You haven't got that yet?
Supposedly it was all done.
Haven't they learned about that?
I guess not. Because
wow.
I brought this to Justin's attention and to Gary Markport. So.
Lately?
About a week ago.
Okay.
I know that time Gary was talking about that guy. He's slow, but he's good. But slow and good don't mix when we need it now. So.
Yeah, know, like I said, then obviously, the, you know, the unknowns, but there's a few things here I think really we can kind of get a good handle on anyways as far as part-time help. If we just want to start there, what we want to throw in there. Really, ultimately, it's up to council. Like Greg, he'd like to see the summer months, you know, 20 hours a week. I don't think it's something that's earth-shattering. I think you should be able to get somebody for $10 an hour to mow.
Oh, yeah.
June, July, and August probably be enough.
Yeah, and that's probably when you're most likely going to be able to get someone. You're probably going to get, you know, college kids or something. Or,
yeah.
You know, or if you get lucky enough to get a retiree, that'll do it. In town, too. That's nice, too. But,
so what kind of figure did we have? So $200
well,
a
just,
week times...
You just figured 20 hours times 10
200.
Times... do you want to just go to 3 months?
So what? That's 12
yeah.
weeks?
Yeah.
$2,400. Plug it in.
Mm-hmm.
If we need it, it's there. If we don't, so be it. And it could be too, you know, at that time Greg will be a little more accustomed and have a lot of these other projects behind him that he ran into now. Who knows how the time will.
But I think the biggest thing is really that's hurt Greg has been them bonds, to be honest. I mean, he's spent a lot of time out of them bonds on
mm-hmm.
something that should be a tenth of that time. On a yearly basis, so
that's some of our own fault. We didn't know it. We didn't pay attention.
Yeah. So
now we're paying the price.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm kind of saying is that would free up
a lot of time.
Actually, should free up a lot of his time.
Yeah.
So on this wish list, we do have the tables in.
Yes.
In the budget?
Yeah.
So anything that has budget items for 2015 are you have already in the budget?
Correct. Yeah. Like the main thing is the capital projects. We've kind of had them for the last numerous years, so I've just kind of kept them in there.
Well, Bobcat's paid for it, so I think that's out of there.
Yeah. I did talk to Greg about the mower, and he said, seeing that it is a newer mower and that he doesn't see any issues in it, he feels he can upkeep it. He thinks MX Marks are good mowers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing the 2-year trade-in, he says the hours we put in, he says he don't know necessarily it would be a good deal for us.
Okay.
You know, because you have to pay, you only get so many hours
mm-hmm.
on them programs, and then you have to pay extra.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of how I look at it too. When you have somebody that's mechanically enabled like Greg, I feel pretty confident in that mower lasting quite well.
What did he say about a snowblower?
Well, there's money in this year's budget actually, $1,000.
Okay.
The one thing he said he'd like to see is the attachment for the Bobcat. He said so that way when we get about 2 feet out from the curbs, he can use it, put that attachment on the Bobcat and blow the street so they are curb to curb or other areas and things. He says that's something he'd like to see, but that's probably the estimate we had last year was 4,600.
But we should be able to address that with the new contract that comes up. Make sure they do curb to curb, right?
We can stress that, yeah.
Sometimes
but
it gets impossible. You know, the wind road's so high.
Yeah.
No, I understand that.
Sometimes
and
you don't want to get too close.
Sometimes
to
you
curb.
Get ice build up, and so it's not, but...
You know, with that big machine like that, you just say, okay, we should take a smaller machine and get... Otherwise, you're replacing curbs the next, you know, summer. I could see a Bobcat with a blower on. Otherwise, big old monster loader coming right there. Curb and gutter don't, doesn't matter if it's there or not, it's going to get moved. Winter or not, you know.
That was the thing, and then the other thing, you know, that leveling bar, Greg said he really would like to have, just for being able to do the ball fields and the alleys. Mm-hmm.
Did he have a price on that one? I think that's
$1,300, but I think maybe you could find one for half that.
It doesn't have to be new.
I was going to say, tomorrow on K-Bid there's one. Right now, it's from Mayor, too. What's going on over there? Some tree service. They got all kinds of goodies for. They might even have a blower on there. I never looked at that.
Why don't you check into that?
I can do that tonight yet.
For the Farmers Relief deal, the contribution, what's our statutory amount that we have to put in?
That's all based on that SC form, that SC 14 form, which is supposed to be done in August.
Oh.
So that way I have that form.
So you have the amount.
So I have the amount, yeah. So that's what I'm waiting on, is that SC-14 form.
And
it's supposed to be done by their auditor.
The form,
what's it? Sorry.
And if we don't get the form, then we don't put money into it.
Well, we have to put money in.
We have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to put...
Like I said, I just have last year's number in there. But the thing to remember is, I think we granted a $25... Raise,
I believe that, yeah.
Which will go into
most likely
this year.
Well, it's going to affect for 15. So it will be impacted because of that raise. And then, too, it'll be, there's so many factors in that, like every state thing, that it's just a complex formula that I can't sit here and explain it to, because it's like a 5-page worksheet you got to do even to figure that out. And I don't know where the fire department's assets are, you know, so he would have all that information. So, and that's why I think that's the purpose behind why it needs to be done August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you can get it, so you have it plenty of time for your budget.
Better be on the phone.
Well, I guess more of my question was, if we don't have the number by this next meeting in September, not next week, but the 2 weeks after that, we don't have anything in the budget for that. What is the recourse?
Right, annual estimating of what we...
Yeah, we'll just have to estimate where we're at, and then it's going to be a shortfall in the budget because we have to pay it.
Well, you have to, whatever last year's was, plus more.
Well, yeah, because you're going to have that $25 a year increase.
Most likely it's going to be more.
What was last year's?
18,702.
It has been in the 40,000s.
It has, yes. And just to show you the fluctuation, for 2003 it was 24,383. And then it went to 18,702. And then now you have a raise again, so that easily could be a $6,000 jump.
And as people retire, that changes the formula,
mm-hmm.
because you don't have to, you know, accrue that extra again.
Retire or...
And it could be...
Dying.
It could be close to where we're at, because we've
right.
had a few retire.
Right.
And if their funding's doing well, that plays a big factor in it, too. And from what I understand, it sounds like they're getting close to 98% funded.
Yeah, so. I just talked to them last week, so...
So, I mean, they get done very well on their...
Well, I remember when it was the other way. You know?
Well, they didn't have that. It was a lower percentage.
Yeah, a lot.
It's the way I learned. There's no excuse being a month late.
No.
That's supposed to be, that's actually supposed to be into the state auditor August 1st.
Supposedly that's happened, but we just didn't get a copy.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it that simple, or just make a phone call and say, hey, can you fax us a copy?
How hard is it to email it over?
I know.
Or email, yeah.
Because I talked to Gary and asked him if he could email me that stuff. That's probably a couple weeks ago already, actually.
Well,
Why don't we just get on the
I will get on the horn.
Call Von der Hart.
Gary must have a lot.
I think I got his email back from him. Should be in the report. Because he got all the audits done.
I was told everything is done and into the state, everything is on time. But we haven't seen the copy yet. So if they're blowing smoke, I don't know.
I'll follow up on that.
End result, it's our fault, no matter what.
If what?
End result is it's our fault.
No.
It wouldn't be who else's fault would it be?
Well, usually I'd get an email though.
Not our fault. We're depending on other people to get it to us.
Good.
You know.
Yeah. No, I just, you know.
I guess if it gets to the point, I don't have much sympathy.
Well, almost there, aren't we?
No.
All right, so I've added 2,400 in the parts for part-time help.
Okay.
anything else council wants to consider or get prices on, or anything we've discussed this year you'd like to see done?
What's the status on the water tower? Are you looking to having to replace that soon?
Yeah, but I don't know where you're going to come up with $900,000. That's the ultimate question. I think that's about what we were looking at, $900,000.
What are we realistic? What data are we realistically looking at has to be replaced?
Well, we just had it repainted and talked to them guys, and they said it is in decent shape, but it's definitely something we are going to have to consider in the near future. I mean, that thing's 100 years old. And you can only paint over it so much. We're getting to the point now when we paint over it, it's not lasting the 5 years anymore.
Yeah, I'm guessing the longer we wait, the more expensive it's going to get.
Yeah, you know, my only concern is if you look on, you know, that page 14 that shows you the debt, you know, we're kind of bound here till 2022 to 2024, where we have them big payments. Once you have them payments off, I'm pretty comfortable, but can we stretch it out another 5 to 7 years? You know, that's the great question. And I say even if at least 5 years, we could push that out, and then we could spread out the funding enough that really the big chunks of payments wouldn't hit us till 2024, 2025. And then we can kind of, this debt will come off the books, and then that'll go on, so that won't have a major impact, you know, barring nothing else, major impact on rates. But, you know, to do it now, where rates are already quite high. But realistically, my goal would be to do it in 5 years. And I'm just trying to spread, make it last a little longer. So like I said, so we have some debt come off and then that new debt going on.
Right. So
that way it's not, here's another $1 million. All right, people, rates are going up another $5.
Is there any grant money available for that?
We have tried and tried and tried, and about the only thing we've been able to do is, we could do is, we could look into it again, but what was that, probably 3-4 years ago, maybe more, we were looking at it. There's not much grant money out there anymore. The only really ways I've been told that really get grant money now is if you have an emergency situation or median income's low, and our median income's high. I know that. Or if you try to do a survey, if you know a certain area of town that's poorer than the others, to do a survey and show you what your income is. So really it's based on what your rates are at, your income, or emergency situation is kind of the three factors that play into getting grant monies. I mean, we talk to our engineers all the time about it. And actually, I just met with them about 2-3 weeks ago, and it was one of the things I brought up again because we were talking the streets. And I'll bring it up to them again, but to look out for funding. One of the things we can do is get on the PPL, which is a project priority list through Minnesota Public Facilities Authority. But that's low interest loan, like 1-2%. And that's really all the funding we've done since 2004. All these projects we've taken on in the last 10 years, we didn't get any grant monies. It was all PFA funding. We're all able to qualify for PFA funding to get lower interest rate, you know. But
when you were talking to the engineers on that, would they say on these two streets, did they say anything about the water mains or they were good yet?
We looked into that. The utilities in the streets are good. Because they were redone in like 87, I believe. And 87 street projects were done, so they figured, you know, typically 40 to 50 years out of your water and sewer. So. But yeah, definitely a water tower is something that, you know, we're going to have to look at. We're definitely going to have to go higher and bigger. Just because our water pressure now is in the low 40s. And really, it should be around 60. That's kind of the standard they go by. So the only way to do that is go bigger tower and higher, create that pressure. Boy, we've been talking about this ever since I've been here, to be honest, the water tower. Yeah, that's a big one. That's definitely a big bonding.
Do we have any kind of, you know, to get after our legislators or any from our area to get after them a little bit to push something? Because Norm Coleman was pushed in New Auburn, and he got their water tower.
Give him the push. You know, Dick, you've gone down with me. Gave him the spiel and it went nowhere.
Well, too bad. It's election year now.
Yeah. But it definitely doesn't hurt.
You know, they put all these mandates on us that we have to abide by, guys.
We've kind of, to be honest, been abandoned out here. I haven't seen any of them, especially even election year.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have been out here. The only one that continuously comes out here really is our county commissioner.
Yeah,
I mean, we can maybe this winter again, if you're off, if you really want to push that, we could set something with the engineers and meet with them again. So we've done that at PCA, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Had the round table discussion.
It won't hurt.
You know, or maybe even you could go to the extent if you want to budget some money to hire lobbyists. The SEH does have lobbyists.
Sometimes they all say it takes money to make money. You gotta
create a squeaky wheel to get the oil off.
Well, folks, so far all we've added is for summer mowing. FD, we don't know. Any other wants from the wish list?
The biggest thing I was told at the fire department that they would like is the gear, is to change out three sets of gear.
So it'd be 6,000.
6,000 is what they would like to see. Just added in the budget and kept in there as a line item from now till forever. So that way, every 3 years, they're turning out new gear.
Well, every year, they're getting a new set.
Yeah, three new sets.
I don't think that's an unreasonable request.
No, that'd be fine.
I'm that's kind of the biggest thing to keep in mind. I'll just reiterate. Like I said, we're looking anywhere from 110 to 280 for a street project, depending what we want to do. And like I said, we have about 150,000 in LGA monies for this year and next year that we have to use towards street improvements. And if you look in the general fund, even if we punch that 2,400 of what we had, still leaves us with, you know, roughly a net income of 23,000 to play with you. So that can be used for anything or put towards street also. The one thing I do want to point out, in the street budget, right now, all I really have in the budget for any type street, seal coating, crack sealing, or major improvements, is just $10,000 for engineering. So probably, like I said, the biggest thing is to factor in is that street. So that's going to be the biggest part of the budget, so expense-wise.
Like for snow removal, how far did we go over so far already? And, I mean, we still got...
Right now, we're at 5,600, and we have November and December to contend with, hopefully not October.
So we spent 5,600?
Yeah.
And what is the total that we allocated?
8,500.
Okay, so...
And lately, that's about what we've been at. If you look at 2013, we're at 8,665.
And what about the...
I did increase that to 9 for 2015.
What about the situation at the community hall, getting that fixed up? Do we have any money set aside
for the shop? One of the things I talked about is last year we had a surplus of about 30,000 that's sitting in the general fund right now that I feel we could tap into that surplus to hopefully 30 grand would cover the city shop repairs. But yet, I don't know what that cost is going to be yet because I haven't gotten an estimate yet.
And what about down at the park right now? Are we going to have a bill there for the water leak, I suppose? I had people get a hold of me because there was no water when they wanted to do their campers.
Yeah, I've seen them all down there this weekend. But I know Greg said innings were a couple weeks out. So my point is, by the time that gets done, it'll be time to
shut it down. Anyway. At least it's fixed.
But I'd rather get it taken care of, you know, than wait till spring and then innings are a month out and then it's.
Does he know exactly where that leak is?
Don't. No. That's another issue. It's kind of weird because it was coming, he said it was by the corner here where the standpipe's here and the building's here. I'd like to think that standpipe runs straight in because the meter's in the women's bathroom there. You know, straight in here, but he says at this corner is where the water was.
Where you said that stand, that curb stop had water.
Yeah. And Greg did mention to me that that did get hit last year.
I was sitting at a 45-degree angle.
One mowing, so he doesn't... That would be his ideal spot to start, would be at the curb stop. It could maybe just be at the curb stop. The other thing you got to worry about, hope it isn't under the concrete in the bathroom. You know, now you got a bigger... That's a bigger expense.
Anyhow, what else we got here? Any other wishes, thoughts to get into budget so we get a figure? Where are we at right now? Can you compare to...
Yeah, right now...
Are we even? Are
figuring we everything goes like it does on paper, which never does. But anyway, $23,000, like I said, to play with. Which sinks in for the Pack, you're down to 17. Now that's a surplus right now, out of the 2015 budget. But the only thing we've added in there is the $2,400 for part-time help.
Well,
the other things I think we need to consider is fire department expenses. The park shelter, $3,000 to $5,000 added into the budget for that, and that's dependent upon as if you want to just re-roof it or you want to do re-roof it and do the soft and fascia. The other thing, too, which I don't know if I have it on the wish list, but you have the roof here that leaks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's probably another $3,000 to $5,000.
Oh, I was going to say $3,000.
That's just
for
the
sure.
Fixed flashing.
Yeah. Once you take that tin off, you're going to put new tin on there. I know that. It's all bent and peeled back. You can see it.
Well, let's add it in. We got to get it done. I mean, some things are wish, but some things are reality. Have to be. Otherwise, we're going to have bigger problems.
Yes, which we found out when we had to take the brick off the front of the building here.
Exactly.
So I think we should put those numbers in there to get some of these projects taken care of.
That should be done before winter up there. I looked at that once already. That's 2 years or a year ago I looked at that. Should have been fixed then.
So we have $2,400 in there. Do worst case scenario, add $5,000 in for repairs and maintenance for the park for the open shelter.
Yep.
Do we want to add the $6,000 in the fire department for gear?
Yep, I would say so. Otherwise, we'll never keep ahead of it.
And then, do we want to add 3,000 into the community center here for repairs and maintenance?
It's got to be done. I really think the days of 0% are going to be gone.
And you added that in for your insurance rate? Up in your insurance now?
Yeah, that's factored in if you look down there.
Where's it going to quit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been asking that all year.
This is just, I mean, people go in a bank with a gun. Here we don't even have the gun.
No, it's never going to quit. We just got to keep dealing with it. Try to, anyway.
I mean, you know, if there's a small silver lining, I mean, at least the city's in good, you know, financial shape. You know, knock on wood. Whatever it is,
Yeah.
I mean, we do have money in reserves, and we do have our 6-7 month cash flow. So, I mean, financially wise, you know, we're stable. But it does only take one thing to take care of that too, though.
This is
one major thing. So
this insurance broker who works for us.
Yes, Mr. Roth. He said he'd be more than willing to come to a meeting.
Of this percentage increase. Where does he get paid from?
I don't know. I'd have to. I can look into that.
I mean, are we paying?
Are we paying him to come to a meeting?
No, but I mean,
no.
This higher percentage.
He gets a percentage.
Right. Is that his cut too?
Right. Exactly.
You know.
And I can find that out.
You're right.
Yes.
I know where you're
no
going.
No different than we have Donovan, who's our insurance agent at the bank.
Right. We pay our premium, but...
But he probably gets a 10% cut out of that.
We don't see it. That comes out of the...
By the premiums.
Yeah. you know, what the insurance company pays him back.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know.
I can, well, I'll shoot him an email tomorrow on that, and they're pretty good about that type of stuff, so once he gets something back to me, then I can forward it to council, too.
What are you doing in the office with the computers and copiers and stuff like that?
I mean, I think we're good. This is fairly new.
Okay.
The other computer's fairly new. Server's new. A lot of the stuff's within 2 years, so we're good for hopefully a couple more years.
Was the copier, or was that?
But the only thing I could see, really, is that printer we have. That thing's about 10 years old, but it still keeps working. But, yeah, that's $130. We're not talking a major thing. The copier,
we got
three from the county.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, worst-case scenario,
so you have
you know, $500, you
do a little
copier. We don't need color. If you want color, then you're at 1,000. But really, how many? Maps, a couple times a year. Hardly ever use color, and mainly just because
it's capable. Isn't it?
It is.
It's
yeah.
So if we need it, we have it.
But we try not to, just for the fact that them cartridges are $100 a piece.
Well, that's at home too. We, well, it says choice black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got those items in there?
Yeah, so we did 5 there. Add 3, 2.
This is the weekend for disposal at Norwood at the parking lot.
It is, yes.
I don't know if you have anything here or not. Voting machine?
No.
No, okay.
Need that. All right, so if we had them items in, we're projecting we still have $9,000.
So we'd still be at a 0%.
9,000 this year.
We're going to have to find some more. We're going to have an equipment fund. There's got to be some kind of percentage.
But like I said, the big thing is what street project we want to do.
It's kind of open yet, too.
Because yeah, like I said, we have about $150,000. But we're looking at anywhere from $110,000 to $280,000. Big gap there.
Which is the most pressing need?
I think either or. They're both getting bad. Jacob's getting bad too. Now, if you look out front of the hall, that's starting to alligator pretty good. So is Sophia.
You're just talking mill and overlay, right?
Yes.
And both of them is 280?
No. On the low end, Jacob was like 110 to 140. And then it was like 240 to 280 for Maria. Because they did a low and high estimate.
Sophia.
And I almost think we're probably going to have to look at it. I know. I think when we did them numbers a couple of years ago, the prices have definitely come up.
Sophia, you mean?
What's it?
Sophia.
Sophia was like 240
oh,
to 280.
Maria.
Oh,
sorry.
Sophia is what, 1, 2, 2.5 blocks?
2.5, yeah.
Now, we did Robert for
68. I think it was about 68,000.
I mean, that's a long block.
The only thing in Sophia is that drain.
And that included some curb and gutter, though.
And the tile behind.
Yes, and the tile behind it.
Mm.
See, so I'm trying to justify $70,000 for a long
I'm
block.
I'm just going off the engineer sheet, so.
Well, I mean, if you take the distance of Robert Avenue and start by the old mill, mm-hmm. that would go at least to your place, if not further.
Yeah.
And when, what do you got left? Not much.
Not much. But you got that drain there, Ed.
Yeah, well, that, I mean...
That's got to be dug up. That thing settles or pushes up in the wintertime or whatever it does.
Which is fine, but that's still not going to make...
No, you're right. It is not that much difference. A little bit.
This is the sheet.
No, well, my glasses are not here.
Okay. So what they got is pavement area, square yards is what they're using here. If you go and take Sophia here, you go from Jacob Street and Central there, they're saying 940 square yards, 71,000.
Mm-hmm.
This is just pavement costs. And I don't know what Robert was. Is that on this list? That would maybe help us to see. And, of course, no cost. But Robert was, yeah, it was pavement area. It was 1890, I think they're saying here, yeah.
Are we doing Central, too? No.
No.
We're going, okay. Okay. From Jacob to Central is 900, you said square feet, or 9,000?
Let's see if we have 960.
Oh.
No. Yards.
So Robert, they were saying that was going to be 73 to 81. It came in at 68, and that was just pavement. So their costs are probably a little bit higher. But then again, we may need to redo this because they may be going off of based on total reconstruction. Versus mill and overlay.
Yeah.
So the cost may be a bit high. So
sounds
I will
high.
Let me shoot an email to Justin and see if he can get us something on cost for just mill and overlay.
That's the place to start.
For Sophia and Jacob.
Now, Jacob, you're going from city
the
limits?
End of, yep, up to 50. 50. Yeah. Yeah. And then that other stretch, we can do it another time. But this stretch is bad. It's getting bad. The other thing to consider is that parking lot, the west parking lot in the park, is bad.
That's maybe for this time.
I mean, that is, it's rough.
I think that's something to consider for this go around. That isn't so major.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to extend the blacktop out to where the rock is? Or replace the rock with the blacktop?
I would like to see it. I mean, what I would like to do with that is do two bids. You know, if we went to bid on, when we go to bid on that, just get one bid to redo the existing and then have an alternative bid to extend that how much ever feet, and then we could weigh that and see is it worth it, you know, to add another area for parking, or do we feel that doubles the price? Holy cow, maybe we don't want to look at that or do that. So whatever, that's how I would go about that, is have an alternative when we go to bids on that, and then have an alternative bid on to do an extra 20 or 30 feet or whatever. And that way, the council can sit down and weigh the options as to if they feel that's worth the monies.
A good idea to get a figure on that. That's the 2015 budget.
$24,000 to $30,000. that doesn't include, you know, extended. Engineer do all three, Sophia, Jacob, and that parking lot. This week we have some estimates, some ballpark figures.
Any other wishes?
I move to adjourn.
Steve, you got any wishes?
I just got a question on this parking lot. The water, is that water going to get fixed this year or next year? What's down there for that?
I'd like to get it done this year.
No, we still got reserves for that.
Okay. So we still got 9,000 reserve yet?
Nine to the good right now, yeah.
Are you going to put that into that? To use it?
Into next year's?
Yeah.
No, that's not planned for that.
No.
What's that?
To fix the water thing.
No. I mean for that parking lot, to use it to, so that we don't have a reserve. Got to
put it in a street improvement or something. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Definitely.
So that we, you know, we get your wishes now because you can always come down.
That's why I want to get it in there.
Right.
Yeah, because like I said, what we haven't accounted for or factored in is any parking lot or street improvement. There is no dollar figure in any street maintenance.
Do you have a rough guess or for the contribution for relief? Is there anything plugged in there now?
Yeah, 18.7, okay. same as last year. So at least we're trying. So you know what I mean? Yeah. So there's something in there?
Yeah.
Like I said, it could be six could more, it could be close. I don't know. I mean,
I could absorb 6,000 more right there.
I'll get on the horn tomorrow and make sure I get that. I'll tell my media before the September 9th meeting. I have to have it by then.
There's no reason we can't have it.
Yeah, they might not get here.
What?
Might not get
here.
Yeah,
I guess maybe there'd be a push to tell for Justin statute, so that way.
Statutory obligation for the fund, not for the gear.
Right.
Very true. A little bit of pressure on the other end to get it over here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Waste treatment plant is okay, or water treatment plant, I mean.
Yeah.
Heater.
Oh, I think one other thing would be, I think we need a new heater for the shop.
Downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Great thing, bring that up, but now that you say that,
yep.
I remember talking about that.
Quick.
Yeah. That big old
beast. Horse.
You're going to probably, like she said, probably, like Sherry said, probably two would be more.
Yes.
Two smaller homes.
Yes.
Yeah.
One in the back, one in the
front.
One in the front, so wherever he's working, you can
control
regulate,
two different
control and
yeah.
Keep costs down, yes.
Okay. So those units are what? We just had that one fixed in the hall, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we had a new one put in, didn't we? Up there. Sure we did.
Here we did.
Oh, yeah.
In this building.
Yeah.
There, now we...
That's gone.
Now it's gone.
That's $5,000 now.
What is that?
2 years?
But that will recoup over the years.
Yeah, because the ones down there, they're far from energy efficiency. They're probably not even on the scale.
No. I think that was used when that got hung in there.
Yeah, it was. That thing's about 20 years old. We've had it 20 years.
Don't need no new gates out at the ponds or nothing. You got all them already?
Yeah, he's got that, yeah. We've made a lot of improvements out there.
Is that gravel on the road already? I see, yep.
I know for a fact that's out there.
Yeah, you are.
All right, so it was about $2,000 back in 2009.
Yeah. Has it been that long really, since then?
Mm-hmm. Well, here.
Oh, here.
This one?
Yeah. That long?
Yeah.
So I figure 5,000 for two of them?
Yeah.
To start.
Mm-hmm. I'll plug that in. If $5,000 for shop heaters.
Welcome, Greg.
Well, I mean, we're just kicking ourselves. We're trying to feed gas into that. Maybe we can recoup some of it if we scrap it. It's about a pound, it's pretty heavy.
It's big enough, yeah.
Never know. So then they had 5,000 in for heaters. I'll update this now. So they're still at 4,100.
The snow blower in.
I already have that in for this year. Or the
Bobcat.
Bobcat. Good. I can add that in.
That would be a plus, because to widen those streets to get it to the curb,
yeah,
would just be nice.
I mean, like I said, we can add stuff now. We can always take it out if something comes up.
Yeah.
Right? I put it in. What does the council feel? This is the time.
Like you say, we can always take it out. Now, yeah, you're right. Now is the time.
And you have to order that stuff so early.
So then that's a, you know, a net loss of $462, which I think we could absorb.
Yeah. If,
but
we're good with that, you know. We're still good with that. Don't have to raise it.
You won't with that. You won't. But when we set the level, we probably want to put a percentage behind it just for.
Yeah.
Know, oh, what can happen, you know? So you kind of want to, you know, cover yourself and maybe go 4 or 5% just in case, you know, the street costs come in a little higher.
4% is what, about 16 grand?
Yeah, yeah, it's roughly about $4,000 a percentage.
Yeah.
Look back over the last seven years, taxes have gone down about 2%.
Anything on this side of the group? Otherwise, there was a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.